With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration has hit Iran with a new round of sanctions. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Ukrainian delegation set to meet on Thursday with President Trump's envoys. That's ahead of another round of trilateral talks with Russia. Zelensky told reporters that Ukraine's negotiator Rustam Umerov will be holding talks with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Geneva. China and Germany pledging to deepen ties despite differences over Russia's war in Ukraine. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has held talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. Xi says that China and Germany should strengthen strategic communication and enhance their strategic mutual trust. The Justice Department responding to accusations it illegally withheld some interviews in the Epstein case.
This comes days after several news organizations noted that the public records left out summaries of a series of FBI interviews with the woman who came forward after Jeffrey Epstein's arrest in 2019. The unidentified woman claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein in the 1980s when she was a minor. The story was first reported by journalist Roger Sullenberger. In a post on social media, the DOJ says it is reviewing files that have been flagged by the public and will publish them consistent with the law, but they did not explain why records related to this specific accusation might have been withheld.
This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender business.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed earlier this month. General Secretary Jerry Pillay says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. The feds proposed fines totaling almost $247,000 stemming from the deaths of six Colorado dairy workers.
Three businesses are accused of failing to protect the workers killed by exposure to highly toxic hydrogen sulfide gas after a manure pipe disconnected in an enclosed space. Five men and a teenager died in August of last year at an industrial-scale dairy northeast of Denver. Autopsies and toxicology tests determine the cause of death. The proposed fines can be appealed. Rich Thomason reporting.
The FBI served search warrants at the Los Angeles Unified School District's headquarters and in the home of its leader, a former superintendent of the year, who was knighted by Spain for his work. The nature of the federal investigation involving the nation's second largest school district and Superintendent Alberto Carvalho's home, not yet clear. More details at SRNnews.com.